Morning Watch, Living in and with the Divine Trinity, Week 3. Living in the Divine Trinity, 2. Living in the Divine Trinity by enjoying Christ as our life supply, by living Christ for His magnification, and by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ in our spirit. Lord's Day, Jeremiah 17, verses 7 through 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in Jehovah, and his trust Jehovah is. And he will be like a tree transplanted beside water, which sends out its roots by a stream, and will not be afraid when heat comes. For its leaves remain flourishing, and it will not be anxious in the year of drought, and will not cease to bear fruit. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 6 and 9. I planted, Apollos watered, but God caused the growth. Verse 9. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's cultivated land, God's building. Acts 27, verses 22 through 25. And now I advise you to cheer up, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For this very night an angel of the God, whose I am and whom I serve, stood by me, saying, Do not fear, Paul, you must stand before Caesar. And behold, God has granted you all those who are sailing with you. Therefore, cheer up, men, for I believe God that it shall be so, even in the way in which it has been spoken to me. Acts 28, verses 15 and 31. And from there the brothers, having heard about the things concerning us, came as far as the market of Appius and three inns to meet us. And when Paul saw them, he thanked God and took courage. Verse 31, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness unhindered.